Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am really happy that you have taken time to just to share your time with me today, or this morning, or this evening, this afternoon, wherever you are in the world, because we're actually up to over 3,600 listeners now. I'm really excited about that. But, you know, I have been thinking about, I just want to share some thoughts with you. And if you're having a problem hearing me, please someone text me and let me know. I have really been thinking about, being shut in. And not in a negative context, not in a negative context. Thank you so much. Thank you, Marie. Not in a negative context, but in the context of, here's a good example. When you're at the airport, you kind of step into this X-ray apparatus that they use, and you lift your hands up, and you're in there. You can't come out. In other words, you can't exit until they open the door. And sometimes that can be. I'd like to compare that to being like shut in. You know, you may feel like a door has closed behind you, and I feel that this is worth our time today to look at this and to talk about this. You know, you may feel like a door has closed behind you and you're stuck there. There's a door behind you. I want like to paint a visual here, and there's a door in front of you. So the door behind you has closed, or the door behind me has closed, but there is a door in front of me, but there's a very tight space. And the space is so tight that you may feel like you're shut in. You know that. You know that feeling. You know, you may have a sense to want to struggle or force your way out or take violent efforts to get free of this restraint or this constriction. You follow me? And so, but here you are in space. And it seems like it's very tight. But keep in mind, there is a door in front of you. And I mean, this space can be so tight that you can't turn to the right or to the left. In other words, you can't turn to the east or to the west. You just have to face north, and then the back of you is like to the south. Shut in. And in these places, we often want to be made free. Yeah. And if we forget that God is always with us, ever present in our life, we will forget and we will perhaps get engaged in struggle. This is really what I'm talking about during this episode. During these periods where we feel like, I know I can't go back, but I feel like I'm constrained from going forward. Now, if we could simply celebrate that the door has been shut, I am going to move forward. This is where we are, my beloveds, right now in this entire planet. If you look at it, there's so much innovation going on right now. Some things that have already been created are now being improved. Mm-hmm. There are things that we were working just fine with, and now they've been improved. And in a sense, you have to kind of learn a new way to do things. And so this feeling of being shut in is an opportunity for us to learn how to move forward. Go on, turn the doorknob. If it's a doorknob, turn the key if the door is locked. And even this one, I often say, even while the sensor to pick you up so that the door can automatically open, because it's going to open. The door is going to open. Why? Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You have been made free, but we must not get engaged in a struggle of trying to move forward, because the door is going to open for you. You're not going to be in that position for very long. And I know some of us, really my goal is not to talk like in an abstract kind of a way. I'm trying to give some concrete examples or pictures, because we think in pictures. We don't really think in words. So I'm trying to paint this picture so that you can ponder and picture and perhaps even pray over where God has you right now. You're not stuck. You're just shut in. Yeah, listen, you know, when I said that, I immediately thought about Noah. Noah and his family, they weren't stuck. They were shut into the ark of safety. It's clicking now. Noah and his family, and Noah, you can read about him in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. Noah and his family, they were actually headed toward their future. You too, as well as myself, we're headed toward a bright and a magnificent future. You may feel a little shut in right now, you know, still trying to determine what steps to take in terms of which way to go. The only way to go is north, due north. The only way to go is forward. There are no options here. Remember I said you can't turn to the east, the west, the left, the right, the south. You've got to go forward, and you will, and you will, you will. Because we have to learn to celebrate that the door behind us has been shut. Why? So that we can go to a new plateau, so that we can accept the new reality. You know, I find that when I talk about what has ended and what it feels like to be in that neutral phase, or in that phase of, we call it the wilderness experience. I was talking to someone the other day about it, and they called it the valley. You know, when we're, what we feel like is that valley experience. Sometimes we can feel shut in. Noah's family, they were not shut in for a purpose of demise. They were shut in for a period of safety. Mm-hmm. We can even look at the children of Israel. When the Hebrew children, same group, you know, when they were in Goshen and God was going to send a plague on the firstborn of all of the families in Egypt, the children of Israel, they were shut in. And God gave them specific instructions through Moses what to do while they were shut in. I'm painting a picture here for us. They were shut in for protection. Do you follow me? I know you do. So sometimes in that place of being shut in, we're tempted to start struggling. I want to get out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, I'm going to try this. Oh, no, let me turn around and go back. No. The time appointed time now is to move forward. Remember, you are a dreamer, a visionary. So celebrate that the door has been shut because you're going to new plateaus. Accept the new reality. We've had to accept the new reality of the world that we live in now. It's not the same world, and it never will be. It's not going back. The door is shut. And it's not a negative thing. Remember, Noah was shut in, Noah and his family, the children of Israel, those that were in bondage in Egypt, they were shut in their homes for protection. We have been shut in a sense, for our own protection and as a preparatory stage, a time for us to begin to prepare for the new beginning. A new beginning of what? I don't know. For you, it could be a new physical. You know, maybe you want to trim down. Maybe you want to exercise more, get out and walk more, get more sun. It could be a new beginning vocationally for you. Maybe you want to work on a degree. Maybe you want to just go take some life courses. Perhaps you're a lifelong learner type of a person. You enjoy studying. You enjoy reading and learning new things. So you've been shut in, but now this new beginning, it could be physical, it could be vocational, it could be spiritual. Perhaps God is leading you. It's time for you and me to publish the remainder of the books that you already have in, you know, as they say, on the back burner. So it could be spiritual. Maybe you want to enhance your prayer life. Maybe spend more time volunteering. Yeah, school has started. God knows that the educational system needs volunteers such as you. That can bring some vitality and bring some light into the world of our generations that are being formed to take the mantle one day of this great planet. So it could be a spiritual. It could be environmental, you know, a spiritual environmental change. I had the opportunity to visit, as I've talked on another podcast, I had the opportunity to visit Monrovia, Liberia in West Africa. It was a spiritual enlightenment for me. You know, I met God in a new way. There I was, shut in Liberia. But it was for my growth. It was for my encounter with Almighty God. Being shut in, don't be tempted to want to go back to the old way when God has before you a new way. You know, your new beginning could be enhancing your family life, the family getting closer together, tighter together, looking out for each other even more. These are new beginnings. Enhance, innovate, innovate, take it to a new level. Take something that is already created. It could be something as simple as I was talking to my cousin the other day, and she has a family call. Enhance it. Let's take things to a new plateau. We've started a lot of things, and you don't really have to start anything else right now. Just take some of the areas where you already exist, you're operating in, and innovate it. Could be, like I said, a family night, bringing the family closer together. How about this one? Your new beginning could perhaps be an opportunity for you to begin to look at your legacy. What do you want to live on when you've gone on? Look at your legacy. You don't want to just be a flash. No, you want a legacy. Your new beginning may be a new relationship, perhaps getting engaged or marrying your divine, I like to call it a soulmate. And how about this? Maybe spending some social time. Yeah, reaching out, not just social media. Take it to the next step and begin to gather. It may be a conference you want to attend, or as you return back to your house of worship. All of us are still returning back to our house of worship. We're talking about what happens when you're shut in, and you may have a tendency to want to free or feel like you're restrained or constricted, and you are, but it's for a purpose. That's what we're talking about in this episode. It's for a purpose. Maybe your new beginning is an emotional event. Maybe, you know, I'll tell you something I have found about emotional events, and think about it. You know, God emotionally frees us up. It's like whatever had us bound emotionally in a negative way, you know, something that may trigger something negative in our thoughts and our actions. But when God has that appointed time and that spot where he frees us up from that, it's a new beginning. Yeah, I said it. When he sets us free, it's a new beginning. You can't go back to the old way of viewing similar circumstances. What do you mean by that, Govina? Well, maybe there was something that you kept repeating in your life, and it wasn't, and you didn't really want to, but you weren't really aware that you kept going, you know, like a cycle. Here it is again. I'm going through the same thing again. Maybe now that you've been shut in and God has closed the door and he has helped you to see why you may be experiencing this emotional trauma over and over and over again, and he sets you free, hey, like a bird. You're free to soar. Why would we want to go back? Think about that. When God has set you free to move forward, to go to a new plateau. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you in this podcast. You are beginning to soar to the new beginning. And often, this may sound a little off, but sometimes the new beginning is an innovation of what you may already be experiencing. Innovation. You've taken something that is already created and making it better. How about this one? I think I heard a very powerful speaker say this, you know, that, okay, God created Adam and then he created Eve. It was a need for Eve. And so there was this innovation when he created Eve. And we all know, this is what she said, I may not be quoting it correctly, but this was the thought that when something is innovated, it's better. It's better. So your new beginning, allow God, allow your creative intelligentsia, allow your intuitive nature, your creativity, allow it to create and walk into a new and innovative way of your life. Maybe mentally. Well, what I mean by that is maybe you want to further your degree. You want to stir up the gray matter. Don't be afraid to go back to school. Don't be afraid to take a two-month course. Take a course online or actually go to, you know, the educational institution and take a course. We're talking about, you know, we're shut in. And we may feel isolated. During these times, I want to encourage you, boost you, give you some insight, some enlightenment, put some light upon the subject. It's a new beginning that you're stepping into. I really believe that we're getting this. Yeah, I really, really do. And some of you, your new beginning may be financial. Keep your taxes up to date. I want to say that. If you haven't filed your taxes, I'm talking to those here, our listeners here in America, keep your taxes up to date. Get your papers in order. This is a new beginning, an innovative way of cataloging your papers. maybe like me, maybe you need to, you know, enlist a personal assistant. You need someone to help you because things have changed. There's so much technology and new ways of doing things and storing data. Let's face it, some of us may need a little help. My hand's up. I know I do. And so take this time. Really, just slow down for a moment. Remember, you've been made free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You've been shut in. Noah and his family, they were shut in for safety and to be protected and preserved. And God has preserved you, my beloved. The children of Israel, they were shut into Goshen. For what purpose? To be preserved. A place of safety. Now, God is moving you forward. You don't have to get engaged in a struggle about this. Don't struggle with it. Just stay calm. Remember your dreams. And remember, you are a dreamer. You're a visionary. Celebrate that the door has been shut. Come on, let's go to the new plateau and let's accept the new reality of where we are. You know, there was a phase in my life when, you know, as I was maturing as a woman, I really prayed and I put it before God. And I said, God, as I mature, I want you to teach me, show me, put me in contact in the path of other women that have matured elegantly and gracefully. Elegance and grace. Those are the two words I put before God as I begin to walk toward my future of maturity. You know, the door is shut. Do not go back. Don't try to open it. Don't try to turn around and go that way. But keep looking straight ahead and walk toward your purpose, your divine destiny, your future. And don't even allow your mind to linger in the past too long. We all tend to do it. But garner those thoughts, gather them together and say, hey, look, you're going to a new place. You're going to a new plateau. And whatever does not help us to achieve that goal, let it go. And let it go. Detach yourself. Don't wait and ponder. Let me add this. I'm getting excited about this. Don't even ponder or think too long on why you feel so different. You feel different because you've been shut in, and now God has opened up a bright future for you. Regardless as to your age, your station in life, God will always open up a door for your future to unfold. So don't linger in the past. Don't wait and ponder, why am I feeling different? Why the No. Keep moving forward. Yeah. Why am I not worrying like I used to? I've told the story many times. When I was a very, very young woman, I used to worry about everything. Oh, my God. This is going to sound funny, but it's true. When God began to deliver me from worry and he showed me how much he loved me and cared for me and that he was responsible for me and I stopped worrying, it's okay to be concerned about things. But guess what? I was a worry wart, as they call them. And guess what I started doing? I stopped worrying. And guess what? A thought came to my mind that said, something must be wrong. You're not worrying. So listen, why you're not worrying any longer? Because God is on your side. And God has a bright future for you. Stop struggling. Stop battling. Stop fighting. Don't have a mental conflict. Just lift your hands and see the rescuing power. See the recovery power of God in your life. You know, don't come away from being indecisive. Disconnect from indecisiveness and connect to Almighty God, who has a great plan for your life. Yeah. Like you keep your cell phone charged up. Keep yourself charged up as well. And let go of fearfulness, anxiety, procrastination, all of those things. Because we've been kind of shut in for a purpose, my beloved. But now God has closed some doors. He's even taught us how to deal with aloneness. You're not trying to go left. You're not trying to go right. You're moving forward as God is opening the doors for a new beginning. It's bright. It's beautiful. And it's designed specifically for you. Write the vision. Make it plain. Yeah, write it out. If you don't want to write it out, grab your cell phone and go to the recorder and record your visions. Be sure to date them. I always remind you to do that. This has really been a pleasure for me to be with you during this time. When I say I count it a joy, I just don't say that haphazardly. I enjoy being with you and talking with you and sharing with you what God has given me. Some doors have closed. You're not going left or right. You're going forward. Now begin to put one foot in front of the other in whatever it is that you endeavor, one foot in front of the other. See that door as it swings open. It's a double door. See it as it swings open, and you begin to step into a brand new beginning. And there will be some adjustments, but you're going to succeed. This time and from now on, I'm going to say forever, even when it looks like you're not succeeding, you're learning, and so you're continuing to grow in the things of God. Is that all right for today, for this podcast, The Shut-In? You're going to do just great. Keep your eyes on God. Enhance your prayer life. Trust in God. And stop struggling. Get in the flow. And watch God do something miraculous in your life. Again, thank you for spending this time with me. I say to you, peace, prosperity, divine protection, and the beautiful possession of the Holy Spirit in your life and your affairs. I love you, and I appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.